Hello and welcome to Soul Sparks. Today we'll be practicing a loving kindness meditation. The loving kindness meditation is a simple, heart-centered meditation technique with roots in Buddhism, sometimes called metta. It's practiced around the world to cultivate compassion for oneself and others. During this practice, it's important that you don't force a particular feeling or get rid of unpleasant or undesirable ones. Instead of expecting to feel a particular way or judging and assessing what you do feel, allow whatever happens just to happen with the beginner's mind. If your mind wanders, notice what has captured your attention and then gently return to the practice at hand. There are many ways to practice this meditation, and I'll be guiding you through it each step of the way. Let's begin. Sit comfortably. Your eyes can be open, half closed, or closed, with a soft, unfocused gaze directed at the ground, 2 to 3 feet in front of you. Relax your body. The idea is to be still, but shift as you need to find comfort. Sit as you like, rest your hands comfortably. If during the meditation you need to shift your position, please feel free to do so, but do it mindfully. If you feel like you need to open your eyes, please do so, but close them again. Remember to let go of expectations and be kind to yourself. Let's begin with a long, slow, deep breath as you inhale slowly through your nose, feeling your abdominal area and feeling your belly expand. And then exhale slowly through the nose as you feel your lungs empty completely. Again, a nice deep inhale through the nose, feel the belly expand. And exhale completely. Now continue at your own pace, and as you inhale, think of visualizing expanding your body in 360 degrees. And on the exhale, imagine contracting your navel towards your spine to clear your lungs completely. Try matching the length of the inhale to the exhale without force. Continue for a few more breaths. Now, allow your breath to be natural. Throughout this practice, you'll breathe naturally, ideally through your nose. With your eyes closed, you might notice that you're more aware of the sounds in the environment. Let's welcome every sound we hear. Sound is never a barrier for meditation. Also, with your eyes closed, you might notice that you are more aware of how your body is feeling. I like to begin every meditation with a body relaxation practice. Feel your body from the inside out, noticing every sensation. As you focus on each body part, relax each area and any tension you find. First, relax your scalp and your forehead. Relax your eyes, your entire face, even your ears. Relax your mouth, tongue, chin, and jaw. Tuck your chin in slightly and let your shoulders move down and away from your ears. Let your arms rest comfortably, relaxing your hands and fingers. Relax your upper back, upper chest, and diaphragm. Relax your upper, mid, and lower back. Relax your belly. Relax your hips and your pelvis. Let them relax with gravity as you notice how you're being supported by the chair or cushion. Feel your spine reaching from the tailbone to the base of your skull, like a tree reaching for the sky. Relax your right leg from hip to toes. Relax your left leg from hip to toes. Now bring your awareness to the movement of your breath, on the expansion and contraction of each inhale and exhale. Notice the sensations as your breath enters and leaves through your nose and moves in and out of your body. Notice the cool air on the inhale and the warmer air on the exhale. Feel your chest and back rise and fall on the inhalation and exhalation. Bring your attention to the rise and fall of your chest. Imagine looking inward toward your heart. Let your attention rest there as you continue to naturally breathe. If you like, you can imagine your breath is moving into and out of your heart center as if it were a doorway to your breath, in and out of the center of your chest. Now, bring to your heart-mind awareness someone you care about, a child, a parent or partner, or any being you feel love for or who has been good or inspiring to you. Get a feel for his or her presence. Visualize this person or silently say their name. Silently and sincerely offer them loving kindness. I use the phrase, "May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. May you know peace." You can use these phrases or choose some of your own. As you repeat the phrase silently, feel whatever emotions arise, whether love, sadness, bliss, gratitude, and so on. There's no need to force a feeling or make anything up. Allow your breath to be natural as you continue to offer them loving kindness. Be aware and present in whatever experience is happening, even if it feels like nothing at all. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. May you know peace. Continue to repeat at your own pace. Now, refocus your attention on your heart. Continue to breathe naturally. With the same sincerity, offer the same phrase of compassion to yourself. Allow yourself to feel whatever comes up. You might feel loving emotions or painful ones, or maybe you're not too sure how you're feeling. Whatever you feel is perfect, just as it is. You might feel physical sensations such as lightness, numbness, or physical pain. If pain comes up, don't ignore it. Don't try to cover it up or pretend it's something else or change it. Bear witness to the actual experience and repeat the phrases to yourself. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. May you know peace. Continue at your own pace. Now, identify a neutral person. It could be someone you met today or someone you've met briefly this week. The bus driver, the supermarket cashier, or the delivery person. Even without knowing their name, get a sense of the person, imagining the person's face or what they were doing when you encountered them. Offer them the same phrases of compassion towards them as you offer towards your loved one and yourself. Bear witness to what you feel. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. May you know peace. Continue at your own pace. Now, scan your body to be sure you're still comfortable and relaxed. Now identify someone you're having difficulty with. Imagine them. Get a feeling for their presence. Offer the same phrases of compassion to them. Notice if you have difficulty or come up with judgment about them. And if you do, then refocus your awareness onto the area around your heart. Keep your attention in the present with your attention to wish the person well. Imagine the person well and happy. This may be challenging for you, but remember, it's a practice. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. May you know peace. Maintain a beginner's mind. Even if they hurt you in the past, you can't fully know this difficult person. Bear witness to what you are feeling, whether it's pleasant, unpleasant, or you feel numb. Take your time. When you feel complete, relax your body, and give yourself some deep breaths, focusing on your heart center. Now, identify someone or something who you believe is suffering or in need. This can be practiced with any form of life, a pet, a wild animal, or an ecosystem. Perhaps you're moved by those suffering in a natural or man-made disaster, or someone who's going through a tragedy. Even if you don't know a specific person, personally, imagine someone who has some of the same daily concerns as you do. A mother, a daughter, a father, a son, a business owner. Get a feeling for their presence. Offer the same phrases of compassion to them. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. May you know peace. Try not to get hung up in the story. Simply keep the person in your awareness and keep breathing. Return your attention to your heart center and expand your awareness to include all beings in your immediate environment, each one of us in the room with you. Extending your blessing to those in your home, expanding it to include the neighbors on your street and all living beings in your city, your country, then on earth, offering them the loving kindness. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. May you know peace. Finish by bringing your attention back to yourself. Just as you wish all beings to be well and free from suffering, repeat, may I also be happy. May I also be free from suffering. May I also know peace. Keeping your eyes closed, you can come back to this present moment. Allow some deeper breaths, bringing your awareness to your body and the environment. Keep your eyes closed for a few more moments and enjoy your state of being. When you feel complete, slowly begin to flutter your eyes open, first with a downward gaze, and then opening completely. Thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed this loving kindness meditation. Have a wonderful day.